when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams, gonna make them true. Welcome to the Genius Lab, where we help you make your dreams come true by realizing your greatness. Today's podcast, we want to talk about resistance. Oh, that's a tough one. You know, what you resist is most of the time the most important thing that you can do. This is one of the anomalies of entrepreneurship. Those of you, even if you're sitting in a desk in a corporation, I mean, you have your tasks, you have your things that you need to do. But I find this particularly common with entrepreneurs because entrepreneurs are big dreamers. We're big go-getters. We want to make sure that, you know, we're making things happen, right? And so, I don't know about you, but like I have a to-do list of like 20 things every single freaking day. And then there's some of those days where you just can't get traction. Okay? Ever had one of those? They suck, right? No matter how much you think you want to do it, you know you need to do it, you want to get it done, you just can't seem to get traction to get your butt in the chair or out of the chair or wherever it needs to be to get the task done or the project done. So this is usually a sign that you're right on track. There's something really important that you need to do that's going to be really valuable and helpful for you. And that's when resistance shows up in its most powerful form. Okay? I come up with all kinds of excuses, all kinds of distractions. You know, it's like, I know what I want to accomplish. Okay. You know what you want to accomplish and you just can't make it happen. Right. It's like all the excuses come up, you know, oh, well, I need to wait for inspiration. I'm not inspired and I can't really do this if I'm not inspired. Well, I need to be in a different mood. This isn't working for me. I need to partner on this one with so-and-so and I just can't do it without them. You know, that's the time when you're making up all these bullshit excuses that are not serving you one bit. And you really, the bottom line is you need to get your head to your nose to the grindstone. That's the saying. You need to get your nose to the grindstone and you need to get the thing done. Like, I don't care if you're motivated, not motivated, sideways motivated, backwards motivated, doesn't fucking matter. Okay. Get your butt where it needs to be and start doing the project. Grind through it. I guarantee you, resistance is a deceptor. Okay. It makes you think you can't do it. But the one way to overcome resistance is to sit down and just do it. Because what you'll do is you'll create your own resistance. You'll create your own motivation. Be the person in charge. Okay? Man, if you've got a project that you want to do, you know, do it. One of the things you do want to think about, though, number one, resistance is going to show up most powerfully the more important the task or project is. Okay, so just like realize that. So if the resistance is just epic, you know that you really got to do this thing because it's important. Okay? And, you know, the other thing, pardon me, that resistance is it is the most powerful energy that fuels failure. And this is where it kind of, it compounds. Okay. You don't do it. So then you feel bad. Then you have less motivation. Then you're like, well, I'm just a worthless piece of crap anyway. So maybe I just won't do it. Maybe I'm not even worthy to do a comp. Yeah. It just goes on and on and on. It is just such a lying motherfucker. I got to tell you. And you always end up, you know, with distractions. You're just ready. Okay. Now I've sat down. I've got it. I'm going to do my podcast or I'm going to do my blog or I'm going to do whatever. Right. And you're sitting there. And then all of a sudden, well, oh, I wonder if I've gotten any Facebook hits. Oh, I wonder if I got any new emails. Oh man, this drives me. I mean, I go nuts on this. So the thing that you got to do is you just got to grind it out. You got to create your own motivation. You've got to create your own inspiration. Just do the deal. Sit down and start writing shit out that is going to give you the instructions of what you need to do and you'll do it. You know, when you allow yourself to be taken by resistance, it keeps you from fulfilling your dreams. You know, you just get it paralyzes you, and you don't make any forward progress, and it's really, really frustrating. And you know, damn it, sometimes you have some really good reasons. I mean, well, I'm doing this podcast, we're on quarantine, or shelter in place is the command, which is basically don't leave your house because of the COVID-19 virus. And, you know, I get it, but, you know, it just adds more excuses. Well, I can't get out anyway. And, you know, hey, this is the time to do shit, because if you sit down and you get this stuff done when you're busy and can go out and run around and it's summertime and it's nice, you will already have these things done. Okay. So do yourself a favor, kick butt and take names. Okay. We're more vulnerable during a time like this. We're more vulnerable when we don't feel like doing things, because we're more easily distracted. We're more easily diverted. Now, one thing that I do want to talk about is your compelling why, is what Tony Robbins calls it. And I think everybody, all the business coaches call it something along those lines. But it's basically, why the hell do you want to do what you is on your list anyway? What's it for? Thank you. Sorry. So for me, you know, it's like, why do you want to do your podcast? You know, well, I don't know. No one's going to listen to it. Da, da, da. I can make up a million excuses. But the deal is, I made a commitment to get my message out to as many people as possible. And this is a format that I have created, that I have worked really hard to put together. And it's a waste if I don't do it. So this is a really, you know, I want this to be successful, and I want people to get the message. So, you know, I got to want it enough to get my butt in the chair, get the mic set up, hook up the, you know, all the equipment, and then do the deal. So I would encourage you to think about resistance as the trigger that inspires you to move forward, okay? When you make your task list for the day, the thing that you're most resistant to, put it first, okay? I always do that. And sometimes, like today, it's like 5 o'clock at night, and I've been avoiding this all day. I've had one distraction after the other, and I've created many of them. Pardon me. But, you know, hey, I get stuck in it too. I'm just because I teach it doesn't mean I'm immune to it, you know? So the deal is, sit down, get it done. The thing that I did, I cannot leave the studio till I get it done. I can play guitar as long as I want, but guess what? I don't get to leave the studio until I get the podcast done. And now that I'm doing it, I'm having fun, man. All you guys are just like so inspiring to me, that I'm excited that I'm here. And then I think about all the people that are quarantined or stay in place or stay at home or whatever, stay in shelter or whatever everybody calls it something different, but basically it's stay in your damn house. You guys, like, start creating. Use this as a time to kick butt and take names. Get clear of a desired outcome that you want to create. Set a time frame for the completion of it. This is really important, because if you don't set a time to get it done, if you don't say, I got to have this done by, like, my podcast, I got to have this podcast done by noon. Okay. That's what I should have done today, and I didn't, but I just put it on a list. If I block it into a time slot, then I get it done. So get clear on what your desired outcome is. Set a time frame for the process and completion. Okay. Know what you want to get from it, you know, and know what you need to get done step by step, you know, be as clear as possible. And then, why do you want to do it? It's really important, because the more compelling reason, the more compelling your why, the more energy you have to fuel success. And if you can really get this down, and if you can really get hammered and just nailed down on the importance of why you're doing what you're doing, everything changes. So think about that. In this time when we're sheltered in place, where we're, you know, the energy of the world is just so slowing down right now. Hey, this is the time to accomplish. This is the time to get things done. If you can't work or you're working from home, you have more free time. Okay, take advantage of this time. So when we are back on a more regular way of being, you have got all this stuff accomplished and you've got these formats set up and you've got your podcast done and you can start broadcasting them and or whatever your thing is. Okay, maybe it's music videos or YouTube videos or instructional stuff or online classes or whatever. Get it done now while you have the time. Don't let resistance be a deterrent to your success. Don't allow resistance to paralyze your forward movement. You can make a difference. All you have to do is get your butt where it needs to be and start knocking out the project. Okay? Get clear, know why, do the deal. All right, that's it. Thank you for being at the Genius Lab today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I will be putting out more of these. I'm back on schedule. I hate to say it, it's been 5 months since I have done a podcast. Things have been crazy and I have been distracted, and now I'm back and we are kicking butt. I'm going to do a whole series on the plastic waste crisis. Oh man, this company called Final Cycles is doing all kinds of really cool stuff. So I've got things coming up that are fun. For now, concentrate on resistance. When resistance shows up, get a big smile on your face, sit down, put your most important and most resistant task first, get your nose to the grindstone, kick butt, take names, and get it done. I hope that this supports you in your success, and thank you. Keep looking up.